I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of Prep Rally. Brad here with you, as well as Podgator. I need to work him into the intro. I'm Brad Locke, along with... And this is Prep Rally. I'll look into it. Hope everyone's having a good week. We actually have quite a good bit to talk about, I guess. A lot happening on the basketball court, as you may imagine. It's January. Just want to remind you that this podcast comes to you every Wednesday, most weeks. We're in iTunes, Spotify, any of those apps. Also online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalsports. That's right. We have merged the D Journal Preps account with the D Journal Sports account. So it's now at D Journal Sports. Make a note of it. Hey, before we get going, need to thank our sponsor, Pizza Doctor. Find them at Midtown Point in Tupelo, online at tupelopizza.com. Got the pepperoni today. Adam Robinson, the photographer, says I've been on a roll with my choice of pizza the last few weeks. You know, he can be kind of persnickety. So, glad he's happy. But yeah, check him out, Pizza Doctor. Like I said, a lot of basketball to talk about. I do, real quick, want to pimp a story that I had in today's journal about John Scott Kendricks, the pole vaulter for Oxford High School. You probably know of his older brother, Sam Kendricks, the Olympian, two-time world champion in pole vault. And John Scott... kind of following the same path there as his older brother. He broke a state record for indoor pole vault height this past weekend at LSU. And he's aiming to break his brother's outdoor record, which is 17 feet. And he's not far off from that. At the Nationals last summer, John Scott, I think, jumped like 16, 9.5, I think it was. So anyway, just check out that story in today's journal, also at djournal.com. Basketball, Morville's girls, hoo boy, continue to be on a roll. Not only did they win the Lee County tournament, and I covered that game on Saturday, they went and beat number 2 ranked Tishomingo County on Tuesday in a huge division game, huge win. Morville ranked number 9, so I would say this qualifies as an upset. Now, this is a Morville team that loves to play defense. They play it really well. They did give up a few points to Tish, more than they normally give up, but that's because Tish has players like Reese Moore, who scored 18 points in that game. But yeah, the final was 54-52. Lulu Franks had not scored all night, makes a bucket at the buzzer to give Morville the win. Yeah, so that improves the Lady Troopers to 18-2 overall, 4-1 in Division 1-4A. Tish County now also 4-1. In Division 18-2 overall. Keep jacking up my rankings, people. Another, because last week in the Prentice County tournament, USITE beat Boonville, which was ranked number 2 at the time, 30-29. I haven't talked to Byron Sparks, the USITE coach. I wonder if he did the stall ball like he tried to do against Ingomar in the state finals a few years ago. I don't know. Or maybe just nobody could make a shot. But that's an awfully impressive win for USITE. So, yeah, they win the Prentice County tournament. Bakersville, again, sweeps the Alcorn County titles back-to-back years. No surprise there. Also, last Friday, I saw Pontotoc and South Pontotoc play. The boys' game went into overtime. Good game to ranked teams there. Big division game, obviously, for both those teams in 2-4A. But, yeah, Pontotoc won despite shooting very poorly. They won, like I said, in overtime, 53-48. Only shot 2 of 21 from behind the arc. Remember, this is the team that recently set a state record by making 24 three-pointers in a game. They did not shoot it well at all. South Pontotoc had a lot to do with that. But they found a way. Tyler Shepard kind of started taking over there in the fourth quarter in overtime. Ended up with 14 points. And South Pontotoc really was hurt by the loss of Pacey Matthews, their best scorer. He fouled out late in the fourth quarter. Had 23 points, though they really missed him in overtime. They had some guys step up and make some shots. They just couldn't make enough of them. So, Pontotoc with the division win there. And I think they won again last night, so that makes them, what, 17-2? They're unbeaten in division. Looking ahead, let's remember Tuesday, Starkville at Tupelo. Remember, they were supposed to play that game originally last week. Got postponed because of travel concerns, because we had all that crazy weather. So they will meet Tuesday in Tupelo. I mean, that's, can't wait for that boys game especially. Going to have, it's number one versus number two. Starkville's number one. Tupelo's girls are number one in our rankings. And Starkville girls having a fine season. They're number eight. So looking forward to that. Going to see Makai Miles for Starkville. Going against guys like Gavin Shannon and London Fields of Tupelo. If you haven't watched Tupelo, you need to get out and watch them. I mentioned those two guys. They also got this kid, Davian Anderson. He's like 5 foot nothing. He can dunk on your head. And he's averaging like close to 20 points a game. All three of those guys are averaging 18, 19, 20 points a game. So that should be a fun one on Tuesday night. Got a soccer update for you. Yeah, I covered soccer Tuesday night. Oxford at Tupelo. Tupelo girls won to clinch the division title. They won 1-0. Ariana Pfeiffer, a freshman, scored their lone goal. In the boys' game, Oxford won 2-1. And that guarantees them at least a 2 seed in the playoffs. They take 3. So Tupelo, you know, right now in 3rd place. But Oxford got a couple of goals from Everett Van Every. It's a fun name to say. Scoreless first half, then Van Every scored on a penalty kick like 3 minutes into the second half. Tupelo tied it. Luke Olchi tapped one in, but then Van Every struck again, took a nice pass from Elijah Belk. Ball didn't even hit the ground. He went up and kicked it right past the goalie in the 70th minute. And so that gave Oxford the 2-1 lead, and they held on to win. You can read that at djournal.com, my game story. Okay. I guess this is not as long a podcast as I thought it was going to be. I just kind of barreled right on through all that stuff, didn't I? I did. That's okay. Hey, Athletes of the Week, let's do that. Honor the female and male athlete for their accomplishments from the past week. Both on the basketball court, Maddie Kate Von Cannon, not the first time for her to win this award, the senior guard from Walnut, had back-to-back 35-point games. 35 points against Faulkner on Thursday. She shot 11 of 21 from the field, 10 of 12 from the line, also had 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 6 steals as Walnut won 72-46. That was in the Tippecanoe tournament, which Walnut won on Saturday by beating Blue Mountain 61-60. In that game, Maddie Kate had 35 points, 12 of 22 from the field, 7 of 11 from three-point range, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. She did not play Tuesday against Potts Camp. She was really banged up in that Blue Mountain game and trying to figure out exactly what might be wrong with her, so hopefully she'll have a speedy recovery and get back on the court soon. Male Athlete of the Week, DJ Davis, the junior guard from Oxford. This kid can pour it in. 47 points against Grenada in a 65-62 win on Friday, division game. He shot 18 of 31 from the field, 9 of 11 from the line, also had 7 rebounds. Then on Tuesday, Oxford lost to Tupelo, but played them tough. 66-60 was the final, and Davis had 33 points, made 8 three-pointers, and had 7 rebounds. So, yeah, that kid's having a heck of a year. And that's it. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. Again, we come to you every Wednesday. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, any of your podcast apps. Online at preprally.djournal.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at DJournal Sports. I'm on there at Brad Locke. Thanks to Pizza Doctor, our sponsor. Find them at Midtown Point in Tupelo, online at tupelopizza.com. And that's all we got. So we'll see you next week.